thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Welcome to the podcast, and what a day it's been. I mean, the big man with the big head, with the big man cold, is not here.
Who are we talking about? Dumbo.
Don't you reckon he'd be the worst man flu man?
Oh. He'd be the very worst.
He'd be at home right now. He'd be saying, Tanya, I need some more tofu soup.
No, or the theory is he's either got man flu, or the other theory is that he won the 100,000 at Keno the other night.
Oh, well, that is one of the theories. Quit. Yeah. And if he did win it, did you reckon he would give us anything?
No. Oh, no. He wouldn't even buy us a coffee.
No. He'd deny it forever.
Because I think there's an unspoken rule that when you work with people, you know, like say you go in for the lotto or something like that and you win 20 million, there's an unspoken rule that says that your direct work colleagues, you give them 10%.
Don't have to worry about setting up your kids for their future as long as you pay a percentage to your workmates.
I just think it's just one of those rules. I mean, how could you face your work colleagues if you knew that you just won 20 million and you didn't give them anything?
But see, do you have that rule? I guess you have it with Eileen, right? Like I have that with one of my best friends. It's kind of this unspoken rule. If either of us wins the lotto big time, we're going to give each other some of it. Like, you know, if I won 40 million, I'd probably give her 5.
Well, I've definitely got that unspoken rule with my wife, Eileen. I will give you 100%.
Otherwise, it's divorce and she's taking half anyway. On that note, some big things in the show today. We've named the Illawarra's friendliest street. We've also helped out a tradie from North Wollongong get $8,000 worth of power tools. It's all coming up.
Damien, I need to ask you a question, and I need your honest opinion about something, okay? You got to be brutally honest, promise.
All right, so I don't need to just shy away from this. Just go for
it. No.
All right, okay, no. I'm ready. Well, okay, go on, what is it?
So I got this really bizarre phone call yesterday.
Okay.
And it made me wonder if there's something going on I'm not aware of. So it was a call that came through. I didn't recognize the number. I don't pick up numbers if I don't recognize them.
Yeah.
So I'll let her go through to the keeper. Went through to voicemail. I listened back to the voicemail and I stopped and thought, oh my God, I don't know if I should be grossly offended by this message.
Geez. Wow.
Sounds quite correct.
I think I'll just play it and you let me know what you think.
All right, okay. There we go.
Hi, Samantha. This is Declan calling from the Dan Murphy's wine team.
Oh.
We can see you're a bit of a Pinot Noir fan. We've got a limited release exclusive for you. We sell it by the case of 6 for
what?
$210. Give me a ring back if you'd like to chat further.
give me a ring back. You know my number.
You've got it on. Just hit speed dial one.
So wait. Can you play the start of that again? Let's just get this. So he says
exactly.
It's Dan Murphy's.
All right, here you go. Here we go.
It's weird, right?
Hi Samantha, this is Declan calling from the Dan Murphy's wine team.
All right, and then he goes on to say,
next bit.
He says, I see you like a drop, mate.
We can see you're a bit of a Pinot Noir fan. We've got a release.
I can see you're a bit of a Pinot Noir fan.
Is that weird that Dan Murphy's are calling me directly to tell me about wine I should buy?
Well, you know what? Like, when you're
track?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, if you're an investor in a multinational company, the companies always get in touch with their investors, you know, because you're a valued person, okay? So
here's
clearly, you're buying stock in Dan Murphy, and you've been doing it for quite some time. So much so that they know who you are.
I mean, when you regularly order the pallet load, that's...
Here's the thing,
you've got a light on the top of your building that you shine up into the sky. It's like the bat signal, but it's in the shape of a Pinot Noir. And Dan Murphy's comes running.
Okay, so I'm not a member of a wine club. I didn't tick a box on anything saying please call me. Like, okay, in all fairness, I did go in about 3 months ago to a Dan Murphy's and I did ask for a specific New Zealand Pinot Noir, right? And they didn't have it.
Mm.
So Do they now track everything? Like, they've got a file on me at Dan Murphy's
tracking my wine taste? There's a lot of this story you're not revealing. I think that's what we're really discovering here. There's a lot of that story, you know, when you walked into that. Sorry, have you got a New Zealand Pinot Noir? No. Well, look, I'll just take all of them. I'll take all those other ones.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Earlier on this morning, we were talking about a guy called Jack Sykes. Now, if you haven't heard this story, poor old Jack Sykes, he's a third-year apprentice carpenter. He woke up one morning, recently, just in the last couple of days, to discover $8,000 worth of tools that he had saved up for, that he had just saved up for so long because he wanted the right tools for the right job, had been robbed from him. Now, we caught up with him earlier on. Here's actually what happened.
In the morning, I didn't realise at the time. I just went out to my ute, looked like nothing was wrong with it, drove to work and then went to get my tools out and they were all gone. Didn't really believe it at first, thought somebody was just playing a joke on me or something. No one was, that's for sure. It's been great how much attention from people I've been getting. I just put a post up on Facebook not expecting it to get much attention and it's blown up to where I'm at now.
Jack, can you work at the moment at all? Like, you've got no equipment at all.
Yeah, I'm still working. I'm at work at the moment. And I've just been borrowing the boys' tools or cleaning up and not doing as many jobs as I usually do just because I don't have my tools, obviously, but just helping out, trying to find stuff to do, yeah.
How devastating for a young tradie from North Wollongong who's worked that hard, but not only that, like, he's in the middle of learning his trade and he's now back to probably doing first-year stuff of helping just clean up around the work site just because he's got no tools.
Well, just because some horrible person just came along. Just terrible.
And they're expensive too, those tools. He'll have to save up a long time to replace them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, earlier this morning, we put out the call to just ask anyone if they had seen anything around the North Wollongong area. I think it happened over the weekend, or if they could help Jack out in any way. And we've got Cameron on the line now. Good morning, mate.
Good morning.
Where are you, guys? Cameron?
Where are you from, Cameron?
How are you?
Yeah, look, Cameron, we're awesome. Great to have your call. So where are you calling from, Cameron?
I'm based in Melbourne. I work for DeWalt Power Tools.
DeWalt Power... Wait a minute. Okay, because DeWalt Power Tools... They were the tools that were stolen. Okay, he lost all his DeWalt. He had the entire kit and caboodle of DeWalt for carpentry. What can you do for
what
him?
What can we do for
him? Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Well, we're very... Look, we were very sorry to hear about Jack's circumstances. Obviously, being a young apprentice, his livelihood depends on having good, reliable tools. So we made a couple of calls, and we saw the Facebook post also. We'd like to replace the DeWalt tools that Jack had stolen.
Wait. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
You're talking about over $7,000 worth of power tools that he's had taken from DeWalt. You're going to replace all of those for him?
Yeah, we saw the post and obviously heard the story. We felt for the guy. And we thought the least we could do, he's obviously a man that knows a good power tool when he sees one. We thought we'd like to help him out there. And couldn't ignore the mullet either. It's a magnificent hairstyle he's rocking, and we just thought we've got to help this bloke.
Did you think also, mate, maybe we should go into DeWalt hair pieces, just make an attachment for a drill?
Why not, mate?
Wow. That's so wonderful.
So generous.
Well done. That's so generous.
That's
and really thoughtful.
That is absolutely awesome. Good on you, Cameron, hey guys, and DeWalt. That is so, so cool.
Now, we've had Jack.
We've had...
who we spoke to earlier this morning on the phone, listening to all of this. Jack, how does that make you feel, buddy?
Honestly, don't know what to say. Didn't expect to get every tool back that I lost.
Everything replaced, and you can credit the mullet, Jack. Thanks to the mullet.
Yeah.
Got you over the line.
I can't believe it. I'm speechless.
Yeah, brand new tools.
To get all my tools back and brand new ones.
Yeah.
heading your way, mate. Everything that they took, the nail gun kit, the power circular saw, your drill set, the 13-piece DeWalt FlexVolt kit, that was valued in $3,500 in itself. Over $7,000 worth of stuff. Cameron and the team at DeWalt have just thrown your way.
Nah. Oh,
yes. It just happened. You're back on the tools, Jack. Back to work, mate. And you know, well That's done. Crazy. And thanks for sharing your story. And we're going to have to put a photo of you in that magnificent mullet on our Facebook page with all your new tools today.
Yeah, well, thank you, guys. I'm so thankful. Just been great to have so many people actually look out for me and actually go to the extra effort to call DeWalt and you guys for organising all that. I just can't believe that I haven't had to do anything myself. It's just been done by everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Very good. And I'm very, very thankful of you guys. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I'm just so fucking happy.
Hey, I've got a shelf that needs putting up, so are you around on Friday?
Oh, nice one, Sammy. Yeah.
Making the most of it. We'll put those new power tools to use well. Well done, Jack. Thank you so much for taking our call early this morning, and thanks again to Cameron and the team at DeWalt. Amazing effort from them just putting together over $7,000 worth of power tools to get Jack back to work as a third-year apprentice here in the Illawarra.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I was at an athletics carnival yesterday, Sammy.
Did you win gold? Mm-hmm.
I did not win anything. It was for kids.
Did you make
it
the podium?
It was for under 12s.
I wouldn't 12s
and under.
You.
12s. I reckon
is
I could
this
have.
Kiki?
It was Kiki.
Your little daughter?
I reckon I could have beaten them all. If I had a race of. I reckon I could have put up a good fight, you know? It's a funny thing, though, when you go to athletics, carnivals and all the rest, because we relive our youthful memories like they were just yesterday. And when I get to an athletics event, because I used to do athletics, I was a 100-meter runner, I was a high jumper, long jumper, the whole lot. I did it all, and I loved it.
When you did your high jump, did you wear those tiny little shorts?
I just decided I would wear nothing, because I just went...
Whoa. No one needs to see Little Damien.
There's all kinds of problems there if you're trying to do high jump in the nude, I reckon, as a bloke.
Well,
but anyway,
it was Ireland, it's cold, so... anyway, it doesn't matter. Look, suffice it to say, I was there for moral support, helping Kiki out, and... She didn't want to do the high jump, okay? And I said, well, why not? And she said, because I don't know how to do it. And I said, why don't I come out with you to the center of the pitch?
Oh, here we go.
And I'll show you how to do it.
Oh, no. Was this in front of everyone in the middle of the carnival?
And were you wearing appropriate attire?
I was dressed for the occasion. I was dressed for the occasion. Kiki gave me a look as much as say, no, Dad, please don't do this.
Dad, no.
And I said, no, come on, I'll show you how to do it, because if you can't do the Flusbury flip or whatever it's called.
What's it called? Is there a name for it?
There's some name for the thing that you do back.
Flusbury flop.
It's some name like that. I said, you can hurdle over it. So that's what I would do, because that's what I used to do. She said, Dad, you can't come out with me. And I went, why not? She said, because do you not remember the last time? And I went, no, I don't. I don't remember the last time. So then my wife Eileen and Kiki then recounted a story of the last time I went out with the kids into the middle of an athletics carnival. And it was for the high jump. It was when Jagger, my middle son, was doing the high jump. It was at Sydney Olympic Park. He was there. He was doing the high jump. He was doing really, really well. And I was watching. I was cheering him on and all the rest. And as it turns out, he won the event. And I was out there for moral support. And while all the kids were all still standing there and the audience was still looking, I said, give me a go.
I can still do it, he said.
I can beat that.
I'm like, surely that's within my grasp. Okay, well, surely I still got this. And I got to say, guys, and, you know, you would have been impressed. I ran towards it. And it's a weird thing. As you're running towards something like that, suddenly you become aware of your surroundings. So I was aware that there was an audience watching. I could see some of the moms and the dads who were like athletic mom and dads. They're the mom and dads who dress in all the Lycra gear. Because even though they're not competing, they're also wearing the gear with their kids to inspire the kids. And I ran towards that thing. I was like, yeah, I'm king of the world.
And what happened?
I lunged into the air. I got a pole in the face. I collapsed. I landed on that mat like an absolute, like an elephant. I couldn't have come down harder.
Did you get no air whatsoever?
I got like, no air. I was like I was on a really fast travelator. I just kept on going. I could have taken down the mats as well. The whole lot. I could have just, and you know, the worst part was, it's amazing how the crowd disperses. I looked around. No one was there anymore, including Janet.
They all turned away. They were like, we can't watch this unfold. So it sounds like you still think you can do it, because you thought you could do it then. You had another burst of inspiration yesterday. Mm. I reckon we need to set this up as a challenge for you.
I reckon I can do
it. Let's do it. Let's video you.
I reckon, bring it on. All right, bring it on.
Do you want to name a bar height right now? Do you want to name a height that you can clear?
I think in knee level. I can definitely jump over my own knee level.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Illawarra's friendliest street.
Celebrate with Charlie's Liquor Barn, Warilla, Unanderra and Albion Park.
Yeah, it's better known as the Illawarra's friendliest street, not Damo's next gig on a Thursday afternoon.
That is right. Look, this has been an incredible process, okay? Over the last couple of weeks, we have asked people to nominate the Illawarra's friendliest streets, and people came out in droves. The numbers were phenomenal. People pitting neighbours against neighbours. Oh, friends against friends. It's just been absolutely overwhelming. One thing we've learned about the Illawarra is the Illawarra looks after each other. We're a friendly bunch. We're a lovely bunch. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it did have to get narrowed down. Mm. All right, nominations came in. They got narrowed down to 5 streets. What were those 5 streets?
We have Wongawilly, Schoolyard Place, in Horsley, Norman Clark Crescent, in Figtree, Kilburnie Place, in Albion Park Rail, Conifer Street, and in Corrimal, Angel Street.
Then we opened the lines. We let people vote for 24 hours, and they voted. They voted in thunderous thousands. Applause. It's just, I mean, we're talking
sounds
thousands.
Sounds like you're doing a voiceover for a new horror movie on the big screen or something. It's about friendly people and friendly streets.
The response was amazing. Okay.
In
but
a
again,
world where you have friendly neighbors.
All right. So then we had to crunch all those numbers. Here we are, guys. This Thursday, face painting, Charlie's Liquor, and Hasty's Top Taste Meats Barbecue Street Party, also featuring Shannon Noel and myself
and Damien Lee
doing a live concert. What street is going to win it? Which is the Illawarra's friendliest street? I can reveal to you, in Albion Park Rail, it's Conifer Street.
Well done, Tanya.
Conifer Street.
Tanya,
you are the Illawarra's friendliest street. Congratulations to everyone in Conifer Street. Well deserved, Jem.
Tanya is with us now from Conifer Street. How are you guys feeling?
Oh, my God, I almost crashed the car.
Oh, okay, pull over.
No, it's okay, I'm safe. I've pulled over. I can't crash before the party. It's all good.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, Tanya, I just wanted to kind of reassure you of a couple of things. Now, I know last week when we were talking about this, Damien mentioned Shannon Noel and referred to him as Shazza. He also mentioned that we'll be providing drinky poos. I can assure you that your street party on Thursday is going to be way cooler than Damien has made it sound. Okay,
but you have a boogie. You can have a boogie because there'll be lots
with
of music.
Shazza and your drinky poos.
What decade you're from.
Well, guys, I have been known to have a few drinky poos with a Shazza once or twice before.
Oh, there you go. And also, hey, Tanya, the good news is that I know Damien hasn't really said much about this, but he was meant to be performing in Melbourne on the weekend, and because of all the COVID restrictions, that gig's been cancelled. So you guys are going to get the gig of all gigs on Thursday night. He's dying to be on stage.
That's right. That is right. It is going to be an incredible time, you guys. You're a gorgeous treat. We can't wait to get on down there and check yous all out. Really looking forward. It's going to be very, very exciting.
Yeah, Emma's also in Conifer Street. How are you feeling? Congratulations on being the friendliest street.
So good.
Oh, Emma, party's on. We can't wait. Okay, now, you know, we're going to party until the early hours of... Well, no, not until the early hours of the morning. I think we have a cut-off point at about 5 o'clock. But it's going to be awesome.
Really? How many people... Em, how many people do you think will turn out for the party?
Too many, I think.
We might need to take over the surrounding streets.
My daughter, who's 5, said how many... Said
100. Okay. Well, look, Emma, it is going to be so much fun. We can't wait to get on down there. There'll be food, there'll be drinks, there'll be music, entertainment, face painting. It's all thanks to Ford in Yala as well, who'll have us up there on the back of two utes blasting away. I'm looking forward to it.
Damien, with you and Shannon Knoll there, how much will you be charging per selfie?
It is. This is free of charge. This one's on the house.
So, guys, in Conifer Street, don't be shy. Damien and Shannon are very happy to pose for selfies all afternoon. So, yeah.
Well, first selfie is free. First selfie is free. Second one, we start charging.
$100. Well done again to Conifer Street in Albion Park, named the Illawarra's friendliest street.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.